Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari. Happy Tuesday. And we are off on a mad tear to the beginning of spring. I can't tell you how excited I am that daylight savings time has switched over. I've always loved this time of year because I need so much light to be happy. And now, after the show, I can go to the beach without having to rush because the sun sets at 7 o'clock now instead of 6, which is quite nice. So I am very excited about that. But in addition to that, all the folks on the East Coast, you clearly have just a few more weeks of the winter weather, and I see that it's gotten a little warmer over there, so kudos to you. Good for that. I know how that feels. That first 50-degree day when you've been in sub-zero-degree temperatures feels like you're in the Caribbean, and so that's exciting. And it's also an indicator of the shift of energy. We're going into the spring, which is fresh starts and new beginnings, which is cleaning out, of dusting off, coming out from the darkness into the light. There's all kinds of analogies, but essentially this is your time. So even though we're in a waning moon, that kind of slows things down just a little bit since we just had our full moon a few days ago. We have another, 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks to go before the new moon. But in any event, this is a time of pushing forward, getting those plans, doing your little last details for big plans and just pressing ahead, really, really jumping in and being super, super productive. This is a great time for that. Today's show is all about the hidden secrets, the messages and lessons that you may be missing. And it's funny because I always try to share with you things that, I've personally been through. I only talk to you. I never ask you to do anything I haven't done myself. You've heard me say that many, many times for years now. And that still remains to be the truth. I was thinking about it the other day because as you get further and further advanced on your path, you don't eliminate having lessons. They just come in very interesting packages. And especially if you're on, a very advanced energetic path and you've managed to get yourself to a high level of intuitive fluency and energetic fluency, in addition to, we're all fluent physical life for the most part, right? But most of us don't know all that much about energy. But as you start to unfold that, the lessons start to come in quite differently. And a lot of them are very, very subtle. And we have a tendency to focus on our end results as far as physicality. So, I need more money, or I want that guy to call me, or I need, to lose weight, or I want my ankle to stop hurting. We're very physical, sort of black and white when it comes to, that thing that we want. And then we try to apply all these big esoteric approaches to that physical, kind of black and white thing. And if that black and white thing doesn't change immediately, like I Dream a Genie style, we think that those energetic things are, don't work. But that's not the case at all. The energy, obviously, is something that you're creating with at all times, but the energy also brings you the lessons from your higher self, the things that are advancing your spirit forward, your soul forward. One of the reasons why we take on these bodies is so that we can advance ourselves for the greater good forward. So a lot of our lessons do get themselves entangled with the lack of physical things that we're desiring. That's the way that, we get our attention focused. And we have a tendency in our physical world to want our creature comforts. We want the nice houses, nice cars, and they want the great clothes and the, you know, the nice silverware and the toys, right? The jet skis, whatever else people want, and to be able to travel and have freedom and all that. But as we're going for those things, we have a tendency to miss a lot of lessons that are coming our way, and then that delays what we are trying to accomplish. So today's show, I wanted to talk to you about some of the hidden messages that are coming through. And when you see some of the things that I'm going to bring up tonight, you're going to say, oh, hopefully you'll have a lot of aha moments. And you'll say, and you'll start to look at things a little different. I always say life is kind of like a kaleidoscope. And, you know, with a small shift of the wrist, the entire picture can change. Change actually can happen and does always happen in an instant. It's not so much, you know, everybody thinks, oh, it takes such a long time, 21 days, 100 days. That change really happens. That initial change really happens in an instant. You make a decision and you shift gears and you do it different. You just do it different. And it might seem like it's been a long time coming because you've been thinking about it, wondering and researching and seeing what other people have done and seeing how other people have failed and comparing and contrasting, getting your statistics and this and that, then procrastinating, then go through the spin again because it happened isn't happening, and then you say, okay, I finally have to do this. And then one day you do it. You just focus. That's it. And that change happens in an instant. But all of that rigmarole going down to the change, people kind of lump in with change, the idea of changing. So they think, oh, change takes a long time. Absolutely not. Even if you're losing weight and it takes you a year, every day that you decide to choose a meal that makes sense for you to have an end result of letting go of weight, you made a change, an instantaneous change. Now, the difference is that you're making that choice on a daily basis, that choice to change on a daily basis. And so each minute that each time you make that choice and you stick to it, you go to the gym and you exercise, you drink your water and do all that good stuff, each day you're making a choice, you're changing. That is the change. It's not the after picture. In America, we get very caught up in before and after, right? We see the fat person, the biggest loser, and they're really big, and they're on the meat scale, and, you know, the whole thing. Then you see them beat the crap out of themselves, and then at the end of the show, you know, however long the season is, 12 weeks, whatever it's been, you have the after. And so we have a tendency to look at our own lives like that. We expect the after. They don't really film a whole lot of the in-between. You know, you see some of it on Biggest Loser in particular, but, you know, most times we don't really see a whole lot of people in between. We don't see the starts, the stops, the spin-outs, and the meltdowns, and because that's not the sexy part. The sexy part is the horror story that they started with and the triumph story that they end up with. But the real piece that I'd like to share with you tonight is the in-between, is dealing with the meantime, the lag time, and because that's the piece that can make things move quickly or painfully slow. So before I get into that, one quick announcement. We are now booking our readings for April. We're sold out for March. April is starting to pick up. We're already getting to the, I don't know, maybe mid-April dates. So if you'd like to get a full reading with me, you can go to ahamomentsworld.com/buythec. Or if you like and that's B-Y-T-H-E-S-E-A. And also the Akashic Record readings are really been going like gangbusters. So you can go on ahamomentsworld.com to look those up as well. I think Shannon's going to be putting up another announcement on our homepage. It's not up there yet, but it is in the reading section on the site. So, and we're also going to be starting to, I think tomorrow or Thursday, you'll see it in your inbox, in your email. We have two classes that were extraordinarily well received, and we have several gals who've gone through these classes. One is called Opening the Channel and Level 1, and there's Opening the Channel Level 2, which completely was off the charts because both of them, I channeled the classes. And Opening the Channel Level 1 really helps you to meet your own personal guide and start to be able to have a two-way conversation with that guide. And it's a real core basics. Opening to channel level two is multidimensionality and all the other ways that you can channel information for yourself from your body, from the weather, from your environment, all kinds of stuff. It turned out to be an incredible class. I mean, people didn't want to listen to the replay. They wanted to be there live because they didn't know what was going to come up next. And they were writing me and telling me how many notes they were taking and how excited they were. Both of these classes led up to what I'm now teaching live to my very advanced students called the Multidimensional Manifesting Lab. And that's where we apply all of that other stuff to actual manifesting projects that the gals have. So someone's working on a book, somebody else is, you know, looking for a new house, somebody else is dealing with some health issues and whatnot, but we're applying all of that we learned in the first two courses to actual personal projects, and so that's going super well. So these classes all piggyback off of each other, and this week, probably tomorrow, depends on how fast you get the page up, but probably tomorrow, we are going to be running a 20% off sale on the two audio courses. So these are both courses that you can get all of the MP3s. They're all unedited, so it's like you're taking the class. You get all of the MP3s up front. You can just, you know, you pay and you get the whole class. And so you can still, you know, study at your own pace. And then it makes you eligible for a live retreat that I will be hosting here in La Jolla. Working out dates, but it's looking like September is when we're going to maybe doing it in May, but it's going to be May or June or September. We have to sort out the venues. And I'm going to be hosting that. It'll be a three-day live retreat where you come and you meet me in La Jolla and we work on all kinds of stuff to get you fluent in your channeling and your intuition. It's going to be a lot of hands-on exercises, a lot of clearing stuff. We're going to do stuff by the ocean. And lots of fun stuff. I'm sorting all of the details out now, but just this will be something that anybody who's been in these courses is eligible to come and participate in live. So that's going to be my first live event since, I think, 2009. I have not done one in a really long time, and it feels very, very strong that way, that now is the time, and certainly this is definitely the location. San Diego is spectacular, and you'll have lots to do. So just keep that, you know, in the back of your mind. You'll see more going out. Make sure you're on our email list at ahamomentsworld.com. As long as you're on the list, you will see the announcement about opening the channel 1 and 2. Super, super, super important skills for you to have. It makes life so much easier. I mean, imagine it when you can have issues about anything and you know your guide, you know their energy, and you can tap in and get actual answers on a very regular basis instead of, you know, going for all, you know, all kinds of psychic this, psychic that. Not that those aren't good, but on a daily basis, it's like, you know, going to the dentist every single day to brush your teeth three times a day. I mean, you want to be able to do this stuff on your own for your day-to-day. And it makes life so much easier. So, love to have you take those classes and then participate in our live retreat. It's going to be off the charts. And you'll get to meet people of like mind and connect. I know from my last event that we did, our Summit by the Sea in Carmel, California, the girls are still friends to this day. I mean, the connections that these gals made, they're like family. So I'm looking forward to starting to do these live retreats again. And it's one of the reasons why I actually did move to the ocean, so that I could do these retreats on a more regular basis, because for me, that's super, super fun. All right, so that's the announcement for the moment. We will be doing some readings today, and let's see. I see Sam loading them in now, so those gals who are on the phone already, just hang tight so we can get through the content. The number to call in if you'd like to get a little question answered is 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. Okay, so let's talk about these hidden secrets. So like I said, we all are this big giant ball of energy, right? And then so in a piece of us inhabits a vessel, size of a thimble, as a physical body. And that physical body have to navigate the world. But we also get to have some fun. We get to ride bikes and hike and have sex and eat pizza and all that kind of stuff, go to Starbucks and all those kind of things that we as humans get to do. But we also get to elevate our soul, you know, elevate ourselves and to you know, move our soul, our spirit forward. And so the lessons that we learned, you know, they always talk about different analogies, peeling back the onion, the rose petals, you know, spiraling up through the lesson. However you want to, you know, put whatever spin you want to put on it, you're welcome to do. But the truth of the matter is that there are many little hidden things that are going on that we often misidentify as, you know, a disaster. So some of the different types of lessons. One is called acceleration tool. What do I mean by that? An accelerator. So let's say you want to manifest a house. And you go looking at houses, and you find the house of a lifetime. Oh my gosh, everything you could ever want. You're a little short on the money though. But you know, like, you're working on your manifesting, you're working on making more money, you're really close, you're not quite there, and this house is the most magnificent house, and it feels like you're getting all these signs and all these symbols and all these synchronicities that everything's going to come together, and you're going to end up in that house. And that house is, it just makes your heart sing. You get in there and you feel like, oh, this is it. And when you leave, you go home with extraordinary determination. You say, okay, I know I can do this. I can pull this off. This can happen for me. I feel it. I felt it. That house felt natural to me. You know, all I have to do is a little bit more, and, you know, and I just pray that it's still there for me. Well, you know, you get all these signs. You know, you ask the guy to call your psychic, everything. You finally get it together, and you go to make an offer on the house, and you find out it's sold. And you said, what? What, are you kidding me? Like, it can't be. How could it be sold? It's sold. I'm sorry, but you know what? It's not on the market anymore. And you're devastated. Have you ever been through something like that? It may not be a house, but it could be something else. You're devastated. A job. Thought this one was it. This was the job. You know, you had, and one of my friends was doing an audition for QVC or HSN, and she was all over. I knew psychically she wasn't going to get that job, but she was determined, and she was so close, and she did all her research, and she went to the people, and she met people who knew the anchors and the other girls who sold on it. She knew the producers, and so-and-so knew the producer of the something, of the whatever. And she auditioned twice, and she knew she was going to get it. She was moving her whole family to Tampa, and then all of a sudden, she didn't get it. What? Somewhere else. Somebody else got it. Devastated. Absolutely devastated. So, but what was that for? What was the message? Was it that she didn't try hard enough? No. Was it that, you know, buying that house, you know, were you pipe dreaming? Absolutely not. You were following the principles of manifesting and learning something, you know, working towards something. What it did, though, was it made you that thing that you were desiring, that carrot, made you get clear. It made you get over fear. It made you say yes. It made you say, I'm going for this. I desire this. It let you start to tap into one of the biggest keys to manifesting what you want, which is vulnerability. It made you vulnerable. You went for it. This happens with, you know, relationships as well. You put everything, you know, this guy is the guy. He is just everything. And you work so hard to be the best person you can be. And then he was off to somebody else. Devastating. You just flat on your face. Like, what happened? Well, these situations, the guy, that, you know, house, that job that we all thought we wanted, is really an acceleration tool. What it's saying is, you're saying, I desire this. This type of thing, the best relationship, the best house, the best job. I desire this. I want this. I'm willing to do what it takes. But you're not quite in alignment with it yet. And there needs to be a quantum leap within you to be in alignment with what you're asking for. You've thrown your intention out into the field, because we talked about that energetic grid. But there's this thing, there's some things lacking in you that need to, you know, be fixed. a lot of times it's commitment. You know, if you have something you're kind of like, I like the guy, but not so much. I mean, he's great, but yeah, that's not accelerating you to really be focused and centered and try to be the best person you can be. You know, oh, that house is really cute. That's nice. Yeah. But you're not like all of a sudden getting into that oneness, that, oh, you know, I'm willing to jump off the cliff for this thing. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm going to flap my wings. I'm going to down and do whatever it takes to get this thing, this job or whatever. And so when there's a big gap between where you are and where you want to be, that gap needs to close. And when you get into this work, you are asking, without knowing you're asking, your higher self, you said, whatever it takes, I want this guy. He is it. That is my man. Okay? Whatever it takes. Well, he said whatever it takes. And even if you didn't say it in your words, you said it in your enthusiasm and your yearning and your, you know, your focus. I said, okay, well, there's a gap to fill here. You have to get centered. You have to get focused. Maybe there's a surrendering that needs to happen. Maybe there's some legwork you need to do in the physical side. There might be some legwork, you know, as far as like saving your money the right way, or, you know, going to the gym so you have a better body image for yourself, so you feel better about yourself as you're preparing for that ultimate relationship, that type of thing. There might be some mental clearing that needs to happen. Maybe, you know, you have to stop being so pessimistic, or, you know, be willing to be vulnerable. Maybe there's some emotional clearing or emotional acceleration that needs to happen. Perhaps, you know, like I was watching The Bachelor last night. I don't know if any of you watched that show. And this Chris guy is just too cute. But that girl, he really liked her because she was being very hard to get. But she, as much as she might thought she wanted, you know, Prince Charming, and he was desperately trying to get her to step up, she had never been in love before. She was like, well, I don't know if I'm feeling love. I don't know. I'm not in love with you yet. And he did everything he could. I mean, he jumped and did backflips. But what she realized at the end, when he ended up with the other girl, was that this accelerated her to learn more about love. This gave her, you know, got her many, many steps closer to the end result of being able to have a husband and a family that she could actually receive. So she was learning acceleration steps in receiving, an ability to receive. So these accelerator tools are put in our way, and we often see them as God doesn't love us. God let me down. I did everything. I did it all right, and that thing disappeared. Well, not so much. It's strange how when we think we've lost something, then we let it go. Okay, so that brings us to the next lesson that is hidden often, the letting go lesson. We let it go. We give up on the guy. Okay, he went with somebody else. We give up on the house. Okay, it was sold to someone else. We give up on that job. Okay, the job went to somebody else. The job went away. Well, so we let it go. We learn what that is. Even with all the anguish, we just have to let it go. And then isn't it funny how all of a sudden the guy says, no, I can't stop thinking about her. And all of a sudden you get a call out of nowhere 6 weeks later. Sometimes the contract that went on that house that, you know, registered to the soul falls through. Just when you gave up, just when you let go, okay? So this is the type of thing that, you know, is a letting go lesson, okay? So very, very subtle. These lessons can be very, very subtle, and we're often misidentified as something else. Another one, so we have the letting go lessons, we have the acceleration tools, we also have strengthening and wisdom tools where we're just being taught, you know, our skills, to, you know, and we come on the other side of it and we're like, wow, you know what? And you get wiser, and these things are cumulative. You just have wisdom. So I noticed, you know, now when I talk to the gals who are, you know, 10 years younger than me, I listen to them and I'm just like, wow, their priorities and their focus is so different. Like, things change in 10 years, you know? And I can see a lot further ahead for them, because I can see where they're at, because I'm kind of not in that space anymore. And it's very clear to me, but they're really, really stressed out, mostly about relationships and being able to have kids and all that kind of stuff. And I find that one of the things that really, a big lesson that gets learned in that, you know, those late 30s and early 40s is compassion and heart openers. You know, we get very, in your 30s, you get very, very competitive. You know, you're in the height, you know, getting into your career, you're finding a guy, you know, everybody gets panicked. They got to have kids, they got to have a career, they have the money, and it's like acquisition time. And so a lot of times we lose sense of our compassion, we lose sense of our, you know, of our heart, because we're so busy at trying to achieve, and we have to kind of shut a lot of things off in order to do that, or so we think. But then somebody has a baby with a disability, or somebody passes away, untimely death, and we wonder, you know, does God hate us? How could this be? How could you do this to me? But what it does is, it's what we call a heart opener. It cracks your heart wide open. One of the biggest heart openers that everybody knows about, very, very world-renowned heart opener, was 9/11 in New York City and Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. That was one of the biggest heart openers in history. And there were many others, but that was a huge one. As those beings left the planet and that atrocity happened, the entire world had to come to a halt. I remember standing in the field near my house, and there was not a plane in the sky. You know, I was 40 minutes outside of New York City. For days, there was not a plane in the sky. And it was the strangest, it was so eerie, you know. But what it did was it brought people together. It saved a lot of lives because it beefed up security. There's so many things, but it was a heart opener. It cracked our compassion open, okay? There's point of view shifters, where your whole point of view shifts on something because you experience it. And you say, whoa. I know there was some research done where thin people put on fat suits, but the fat suits actually had the amount of weight, so they gained 100 pounds. Sensitivity training, right? They changed their point of view when they saw how hard it was for a person of that, you know, morbidly obese to get around. And there's a compassion, you know, but they changed their point of view. There's energetic accelerators. There's runners, where we get messengers that come to us and provide us with, you know, with information, those little pieces of information that we're just missing. A lot of times when we get really stuck, it's because we're missing a piece of information. You've heard me talk about this before. And so we can call on a runner, on someone who can, you know, make a messenger and just say, you know what, can you please send me that messenger today with the missing piece? I know that just happened to me the other day. And I got a couple of, you know, missing pieces filled in, and then now it's like all systems go. So I wanted to bring these things to your attention, because a lot of you have a tendency to look outside of yourself for your answers, especially when it comes to relationships and jobs and interviews and, you know, outcomes of situations. You have a tendency to look outside of yourself, waiting for something to happen, you know, some person to turn around for some decision to be made, or some, you know, about a job or other things. And understand that whatever is happening in the world is coming from the inside, and then out the world, your outside world is literally your movie screen of what's going on inside of you. And that's a big lesson. It's a really big lesson. We have a tendency to ultimately learn that lesson through relationships, through, you know, the jobs that we hold. Relationships always, 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 water seeks its own level. You will not end up with a person better than who you are. And if you do, you don't stick with them long. Because, and I say better, meaning, you know, more mature, or more, you know, what you would perceive to be in a better place than you. Generally, people seek people who are at the same level. as they are. Now, some people, they try to strive for higher, you know, obviously, you know, the ones who want a sugar mama, all that kind of stuff. But essentially, even if they get the sugar mama, okay, they're striving for higher, for somebody who has more money. Okay, so the guy wants to date an older woman because she has more money. Well, the older woman wants to date a guy so she can be in control. Oh, the younger guy, she can be in control. So it's still the same level. Water is seeking the same level. They still have two big gaps, and their solution is each other for a little bit different reason, but it's still two broken people trying to create a whole, which is water seeking its own level. Okay? So if she wants the person who's really her equal, you know, she has to really get comfortable with who she is, and vice versa. If he wants that, ultimately he decides, okay, you know what, I'm over the sugar mama thing. I want a baby. She can't. So I'm going to, you know, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. He's like, okay, that was cool, you know, to be Roma's stepfather for however 5 years. But Demi's being a little bit of a wacko because she's getting older, and I think I want to have a baby. So, oh, Manuela over here, she looks great. Let's go with her. Have a baby. There goes Demi. And now he's with somebody that is his own level, same age, same values, you know, same desires, and same abilities to have children, appropriate, and all that. Demi was finished. Water seeks its own level. So if you are asking a question about relationships, and you're asking, you know, when is he going to do this, and when is he going to do that, and is this person going to come to me for this or that, fix you first, and they will shift. Happens every time. And if they don't, then perhaps they were an accelerator for you. Perhaps they were someone to help you learn letting go. Perhaps there was somebody that you're supposed to have a spectacular relationship with. You know, it really depends on where you're at, and you ultimately are the driving force. Okay, so we are going to get ready to do some readings. Hopefully that was some helpful information for you. Definitely listen to the podcast on this one. There's some real nuggets in here. And when we come back, we're going to do a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll get to your readings. The number to call in, if you haven't already, I see a lot of you already have, is 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. 215-9485. I'm Mari. You're listening to the AHA Moments Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you living the life you are really meant to live? Soul Lifetimes magazine is your online source for creating the life you truly desire. When you register for your free subscription at www.soullifetimes.com, you get access to a world of resources that will help you to get the answers you seek and inspire you to take charge of your world. Tap into your body, mind, and spirit with articles from some of the most well-known conscious thought leaders and teachers on metaphysics, soul talk, soulmate relationships, quantum healing, astrology, food for the soul, style, and more. When you join us to create a joyful lifestyle for a new way of being, you truly contribute to raising the consciousness of the world. Subscribe for free at www.soullifetimes.com and never miss an issue of this innovative and insightful digital magazine. Soul Lifetimes magazine is about living happier, healthier lives full of purpose, joy, and abundance. Subscribe now for free at www.soullifetimes.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Do you ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions, but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
We are back, and you're listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show. I'm Mari, and today we are talking all about hidden secrets and the messages and lessons that you may be missing. Sam's so funny. I love talking to him on a break. And then when I was thinking about what he was saying to me before we, you know, when he told me the break was over, so as the music ended, I was like, oh, I was like daydreaming, so I apologize. So funny. Oh, my gosh. What a day. So anyway, we are going to get started with the readings. Again, if you'd like to call in, it's 347-215-9485. And please, 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 if you are asking a question, it must be one question about one topic and specific so that we can get through to as many people as possible because these lines fill up. And so what do you see for me in my relationship area? Not good. Need a specific question. So with that being said, our first caller, let's go to Randy in Colorado. Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Hello.
So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So my question is, I cannot stand this job, but I think I've been there because to learn to set boundaries. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on that for like a year and I think I'm ready to leave, but I hope I learn my lesson so I don't repeat this lesson my next job. So I'm wondering if you see, and I also think that I'm here to show me that I'm supposed to build my business and not be doing something that just seems to make money. But
right.
So I'm working on that too. But I don't want to be stuck in a job that I don't like. So I'm wondering if you see my next job a little better than this one.
Well, first of all, you don't want a job that's a little better than that one. Second of all, it sounds like you're kind of not involved in the creation of the new job, which is really where it's all going to come from. So you want to, every thought you have about your new job is you beginning to take the clay, the big, you know, ball of clay, and start to mold it and shape it. And remember, water seeks its own level, and that goes for jobs as well as relationships. So what you want to do is get very clear on being very deliberate and, you know, bordering on the point of or actually demanding what it is you're desiring. It'll feel like a demand, but really what it reads on the energy is a choice. So, you know, can we say, oh, well, if all things stay the same and you didn't change anything in your energy, will the next job be similar to this job? A little bit, because you're not going in with that deliberate force. So what you're getting from this particular job is that it's getting you so aggravated that it's pushing you. It's an accelerator. It's pushing you to get clear on what you want. It's like, they're like, tell us. The universe, the energy, your higher self can't give you anything that you don't ask for. It goes against
well,
your free
I did,
will.
I wrote down everything I wanted in a job. I put
okay.
it on paper.
Yep.
Isn't that asking?
Yeah, that's the beginning. Yeah. And then you say, oh, but I hope I can get this. I wonder if this could happen. That's not mm-hmm. creating. Okay? So what you're saying is, so the way you shift that is, I attract this now. This is where I'm at. This is what I desire, and this is what I require now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one part. If you can shift yourself to that, yes, you will. What I'm getting from the guides, and Archangel Shamuel, Shamuel, is the one who's coming in for you. He governs over, you know, work and life purpose and all that kind of thing. If you can do that, get more deliberate and think about how you want to feel in that job, like how you really, you know, you want to feel passion, you want to feel like you're doing something you really love or something that you like that will support you while you're building the business that you'll really love, you know. You have to sort that part out, because I think that's one of the reasons that's holding you up is that you're torn between, well, I want another job because I can't stand the one I'm in, but I really know I should do my business, but I'm not sure how to do that and if it would ever support me. So then you get yourself into this, and then you just water yourself down into staying, you know, apathetic in the one that you're in and not really being able to track much better for the next one, okay, because your energy is very confused. It would be like a martial artist who has a stack of boards in front of them, and instead of, you know how focused somebody has to be to, you know how they, like, hold their breath and they start making that noise and they're, like, you know, they're very deliberate with where their hand is going to go and which part of their hand is going to hit those boards and those things crack without breaking their hand? You have mm-hmm. to get more like that. Right now, you're very diffused. If you try to go break some boards, you break your hand, you probably break your arm because you're, like, one part of you is over here and the other part of you is, well, maybe that. Well, maybe something from on high is going to happen. Well, I wrote it down, but I'm not so sure. You know, all of that, that's not going to get the job. It might get you a job, but not the job. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
You're focused and then boom, go. So I'm going to
okay.
jump to the next person. But
all right, thank you.
That great job, absolutely you can, probably within the next 2 to 3 months. If you
oh, cool. Thank you.
Right.
I will do that.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay, take care. All right, so we have Rosemary in New Jersey. Hi, Rosemary.
Yep. Hi, how are you?
Hello. Good, how are you?
Doing good. Same question, I don't know what I'm missing because I need like a job yesterday or a relationship, whatever you can pick up that could help.
No. That's not good enough. I just need a full question, one specific question.
Job-wise.
Okay, so what's the question about a job?
When is it coming in or what I'm missing? I've been doing what the first caller did. I manifested everything. Nothing happened.
What do you mean you manifested everything?
Manifested, wrote down what I want, like job-wise and everything like that. I did that, and I don't know what I'm missing from that.
Well, I think that, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into the actual configuration. Sometimes it's divine timing, which feels like what's happening with you. And it's also because you have somewhat of this, like, very kind of hidden victim kind of thing in your energy. And I only use the word victim because I'm on a short call on a long, you know, on a show. But I say that in the sense of that it's kind of like, I can't take it anymore, I can't take it anymore, I gotta leave. Like almost like a pleading energy, and that never manifests anything. You have to get strong and focused. It's just like, you know, when, again, the martial artist, you go to the board and say, oh, God, I hope I can do this. Oh, it doesn't work. You're not going to get to those boards. You have to take more of a stand, and it feels very much, you know, like you're kind of slogging it out, and you're exhausted, and, you know, so there's one of two things that can happen in that situation. Either you get extremely focused and you garner your strength and you just get very deliberate and you say, oh, that's it, I'm done, I'm going this direction, and you get deliberate and you go. Or you just stop and you surrender it all and you say, okay, whatever comes my way, comes my way. If you've done all the strong stuff, you know, I'm doing it and it doesn't work. And I'm talking with strength, not wishing, not sort of, oh, well, I kind of wrote a list, but no, it doesn't happen to me. Not that, but I've been very focused and I've tried and it's not worked out. Then that's when you release it and let it go and something better will come in. It feels to me, though, that your energy is not that way at all. It feels to me like you have to go towards that strong thing so you can bring it in. I'm going to have to jump to the next person, but I hope that's giving you a little bit of a clue.
Thanks.
Okay, have a great night. Okay, so please, 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 you guys, be specific with your questions. And you can see, just by the tone of asking the question, where the energy is at. Okay? So moving on, we have, I'm trying to read all this. There's a lot of things coming up. We have Sue in Long Island. Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
I have a job question, too.
I'm going on an interview tomorrow, and I'm feeling optimistic. Do you see me getting it?
Well, it feels like you're going to be one of two or three candidates for that job. But if you stay very focused and you just see yourself already there, you'll have a really good, strong, you'll be definitely in the top two. So what's going to make or break that is really you positioning yourself as seeing yourself already in it and very focused.
I tried to do a few minutes ago. See, I'm working in a job now, but I really don't like it, but it's with the same school district, but just instead of the elementary would be junior high. I don't know if they would get mad that I quit, but they kind of, somebody got another, a kid left, and they got another person where I'm at anyway. I mean, do you think that would be any trouble or?
Wait, I have no idea what half of what you said. You're talking very low. I'm sorry.
It would just be going from an elementary school instead to a middle school.
Right.
But the same district, because I have a job now, but I really don't like it that much. And this one's closer.
Right. It still feels like there's somebody else who's vying for it that you may not know about. And you need to, even with those little details, you need to get very clear that you see yourself in it. It's the same skills. It's the same approach. So I can't say, oh, yes, absolutely, it's yours. I don't feel that, oh, yes, it absolutely is yours. But are you a very strong candidate for it? Yes. This is a big test of how you focus your energy. You're not, like, it's not something that's happenstance. It's deliberate. You're creating this next opportunity. So if it's because it's closer, then experience, you know, close your eyes and experience that, you know, what are you going to do with the fact that it's closer? Are you going to get to do other things? Are you going to get home earlier? You know, you're going to be able to see, you know, go out at night, whatever it is. But start to get into that energy. This is a test for you for creating what you desire, okay? And seeing it as something that you are actually have some influence over with your energy, not just something that's happening out, you know, for more convenience. It's not. You are creating this. Small as it might seem to you, you are creating it. So work on that. Feels like you're in the right direction. And as far as, you know, it feels very, very likely that you could get it, but there is going to be somebody else, so you need to be very clear and clean with your desire.
All right, yeah, I think there's three positions open, though.
That's what I have to say about it. So you go ahead and that's it. I'm going to leave it there because I have to get to the next person, but I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure you're going to do fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, so next we have Austin in San Diego. Hi, Austin.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So
my
question is, I'm in a 1-year relationship, and I'm just wondering what I can do to make it feel more secure, because kind of had some rough spots. No, more secure.
Oh, secure.
We've had some rough spots, and but I'm not feeling secure at the moment.
Yeah. I think it's hard to feel 100% secure in relationships because there's so many moving targets and so many moving parts, and people are shifting and growing and shaping. What you want to do is continue to grow yourself. That will give you a lot more security, because as you allow yourself to grow, one of the things I think that's making you feel insecure is you're trying to hold things the same so that you can trust it, you know. And the trust really comes from the flow and the fluidity of it. So if it's going up and down and you're trying to sort out, you know, it feels like there's some, like, control issues in there, and, you know, some boundaries things and some insecurities that that are sort of popping up right now. So what you want to do is really, you know, again, not, this is another one, close your eyes, get very centered and focused on your own feeling secure, that you're safe whether you're in this relationship or not. I know people hate to hear that because they want that relationship at all costs, but you really don't want that relationship at all costs. What you want is that relationship where both parties are fully invested, and that's what creates the security. So what you're sensing is, you know, your own worry, and then that, of course, pushes the person away. And also with you, though, I just heard this from your angels, they're saying to trust your intuition. So if you're feeling like something's awry, trust that. That's also going to give you security. Sometimes, again, certain relationships are accelerators or teaching relationships, and then there's others that, well, they're all teaching relationships. Don't get me wrong. Nothing is a smooth ride when it comes to that. But definitely what they're saying with you is trust your judgment, trust your intuition. And as you allow yourself to trust your own judgment and intuition, you'll feel much more secure and much more protected, because you do have some guides, I think. I don't know if your grandmother passed away on your mother's side?
Yes. Yeah.
And she feels like she's right near you, and she's got like a kind of a force field around you. She's keeping you protected and keeping your heart protected, and she's part of the, she's kind of like part of your little posse that's saying trust yourself and trust your judgment.
Okay,
I think
that
you're
makes
on
sense.
To something.
We were really good friends, so.
Yeah. Yep. She's right with you, for sure. And it's very rare that relatives and things come in on these radio shows, because it's such a short little window that we're talking
right.
about. But I hope that's helped, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay, so next we have Holly in Seattle. Hi, Holly.
Hello. I'm coming.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
Oh, I just want to see if you see any travel for me and my boyfriend this year. Any vacations, mini, anything?
Why would you ask that question?
I'm just dying to go somewhere. I work from home, so I get bored easy.
Okay. Well, I think it's, are you looking, okay, the only reason why I'm asking this is because are you looking for something to sort of just happen out of the blue, like a wedding or something? I mean, you can always plan a vacation. I don't understand why that would be a psychic question.
Well, because it's he never can seem to get time off, so it would be just out of the blue.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Okay, got it. You know, and you're on the, where are you? Oh, you're in Seattle. Okay.
Seattle.
You know, it's funny because I hear something about the East Coast. It feels like it's going to be not necessarily a vacation, but it feels like you might hear of a wedding or something of that nature, and that wedding would be, you know, a chance to get away. But as far as him stopping what he's doing and creating some honeymoon-esque kind of vacation, nah, I don't feel that. He doesn't feel like that.
Way.
He's kind of in a zone.
Yep.
So that, I think that's why I was like not really feeling why you were asking the question. But I get it now. So I hope that's helped a little bit. But it does feel like a wedding or something of that nature that could pull him away. Not that he wouldn't have a cell phone in the ceremony, but, you know, it would pull him, at least get you out of the house. So I hope that helps, and I'm going to jump to the next person. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Now we have Susan in Philly. Hi, Susan. Are you still there? Did we lose her? Okay. Next we have Lydia in Atlanta. Hi, Lydia.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My question is that I'm currently unemployed and I'm looking for work. I just want to see how my finances look down the line. I mean, I know it's going to be a little tight. Do you see it getting better?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like you have a fairly organized approach to your job search. And if you don't, that's what you need to do, is just some organization. And it feels like is your mom still alive?
Yes, she is.
Because it feels like she's got some sort of friend or something that has to do with your mother. There might be a referral or some sort of suggestion or something coming your way. So it feels like it's through word of mouth, even if it's not her. It feels like a female, kind of a more maternal female, that's going to kind of take you under her wing and help you with, you know, a friend of a friend or some kind of opening. So I would definitely keep your ears open and be a bit of a chatty Cathy, you know, kind of let people know what your intentions are. Not begging or anything, you know that. But just letting people know that you're, you know, in the market looking for something special, and stay focused on that special thing. Don't just try to get anything just at all costs. And then if you do focus on that special thing, it'll come and your money will be fine. It feels like, you know, probably 3 to 4 months, this will all settle out. By the fall, you won't be worried about this kind of thing anymore. You'll be fine. I don't feel like you're going to, you know, you're not going under or anything like that. So you should be in a good place.
Thank you.
All right, my dear. You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay. So I think we are, let's see. We have, okay, Tony in New York. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. My question was also job related. I have a phone interview tomorrow, and I wanted to find out, you know, how the interview looks.
You know, it's funny. It feels like you're doing very, very well. And it feels like a big jump is ahead of you, like a promotion or some kind of opportunity, maybe to lead a different team or to be, you know, something with more responsibility. It feels like you're doing very well.
Okay.
If it also feels like if you put your resume out there, you would get something way better. So, and that might also give you a counter offer. Like, you're in that kind of a zone where, you know, you can kind of start to use your weight a little bit and sort of create the way for yourself. Do not be a sitting duck. You know, yeah, listen to what they have to say and then go in there with some proactive suggestions. You know, don't be a sitting duck. You have a lot of talent, so it feels like you're really on your way and that you should be, you know, be opportunistic. Start to look with a sense of confidence and belief in yourself, and I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. You have some good surprises along the way. I think April's going to be a really good month for you. Get through this month. Mind your P's and Q's. Stay focused and keep your ear out, because it feels like there's another big opportunity coming for you in April.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night. Okay, so I think we have gotten to the end of yet another Aha Moments radio show. I am very excited about this content. I really hope that you'll pay attention to it. It really has helped me, and I know it can help all of you. And again, if you'd like to participate in our opening to channel series and get ready for our live retreat, keep an eye on your inbox. All of that information will be coming out tomorrow with the 20% off sale on the tuition, and I'm looking forward to the retreat. So you can go to ahamomentsworld.com and sign up for our email newsletter if you have not already done so. And we will see you back here, same time, same place next week. In the meantime, have an amazing, amazing week. And, you know, you truly can have exactly what you want, absolutely deserve it too. And in this new energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at
www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.
Mm-hmm.